Time for our Already Monday Morning Conversation. As promised, Christy Davis is here, and so is Pastor Barry. They're from The Rock Church. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
All right. Pastor Barry, we're going to ask you first, what kind of church is The Rock?
Okay. The easiest way to explain that is actually to give you our mission statement. Okay. We're an imperfect church of imperfect people seeking a relationship with the only perfect one.
So just like every other church.
Pretty much. Yeah. Except if you're a hot mess on Sunday morning, come to church because we want you there.
Got it. And so dress code not enforced or anything like that.
Not at all.
Okay, good deal. So just come as you are and be ready to worship.
Absolutely.
Now, Christy, we were talking a little bit about where the church is located. So so what's going on at The Rock Church right now?
Yeah, so we actually started over 2 years ago over on Merrill Avenue, the little white church with the red doors. And we outgrew that facility, which how amazing is that, that our congregation is over 80 people of regular tenders. Okay. And we have been praying for a new facility that is handicap accessible, good parking, great bathrooms, and can accommodate our growing congregation. And also affordable. So all those things in Tomahawk, of course, were hard to come by. And the folks over at Y-Way and Sarah Park, they were gracious enough to rent us the facility where they do bingo hall.
Right.
They're actually renting us that every Sunday morning until we can find our forever home. So we actually just had our first service this last Sunday, yesterday, and it was a huge success. We had people that could come in their wheelchairs and things like that couldn't come before. And it was a huge success. So now we're really ramping up and telling everybody about where we are and what we're doing and our vision for the future.
So out at Huawei Bingo, I'm sure that somebody has stood up and said, "Hallelujah, bingo!" So I guess hallelujahs have probably been heard in that building before, not just on Sunday mornings.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, exactly. Yes,
absolutely. So you know what? Hey, you might hit the jackpot now that you're over there at Huawei Bingo's location at Sarah Park. Hitting the jackpot would be a new church and a new place to have this. We're going to talk about this community center thing. I think your vision is probably pretty cool here. So let's talk about that vision, Pastor Barry here. The vision going forward now, you're at Huawei Bingo facility at Sarah Park right now, but going forward into the future, what's the vision look like?
Our goal isn't to actually build another church. Tomahawk doesn't necessarily need another building that's used for just Sunday services. Our goal is to actually build a faith-based community center. So we want a building that's in operation 7 days out of the week. We're programming Sunday morning and Wednesday night, but we can offer space to the community. We can offer space to different groups working with the elderly. There's programs like suicide prevention training, QPRs, the group that we're working with, and we want to get them involved in the community and provide ways to actually give back to the community in the process.
Do you know, is there a building that already exists here in Tomahawk that would fill that need?
Well, there is, actually.
Okay.
We're looking at Lincoln Industries.
Okay.
And obviously, the city is considering what to do with it. We've actually attended one city council meeting. We're actually going to another one next week. And Lincoln Industries, the building is fully accessible. The bathrooms are accessible, so it meets our needs there. There's enough parking. And it sits on a fairly large parcel of land. And again, the city hasn't decided what they're going to do with that parcel. Okay. But if we could get even part of that, our goal is to run day camp programs, so low-cost childcare throughout the summer. We want to work with before and after school programs. And again, we want to partner with anybody that we can serve.
So my memory is shot. I've been figuring that out the last couple of days. So Lincoln Industries is not operating anymore, correct?
No, they actually sold to the city seven years ago. So it's been a vacant building.
Boy, for that long. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, my memory really is going. So there, we've got that building out there. It's just sitting there. Buildings that just sit usually fall apart real fast. And so why let a perfectly good building go to waste, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what's it going to take? Another meeting with the city. Are you getting good feedback from the city as far as initial, you know, as you approach them initially? Are you getting good feedback?
It's actually, they're just in the beginning stages of figuring out what they're going to do with the property and how they're going to sell.
Okay.
So right now, it's not been bad or good. They're just still working on the details.
Okay, so just that time will tell kind of a situation.
Absolutely.
So in the meantime, what's happening at the church to help keep this vision alive?
Well, the main thing that we're doing is we're focusing right now on getting Sunday morning set up and dialed in. We want to be able to serve anybody who wants to attend on a Sunday morning. And then a lot of the programs that we're talking about, so the suicide prevention program, we don't need to have Lincoln Industries or even a dedicated building. We can work anywhere. And so being able to use the bingo hall rent it again on a weeknight and then offer it up to the community. So we've got this space that we can work out of right now, and we want to keep working out of it and developing these programs.
Okay, and how can people, since there's no actual building, how do people take part and get some of the benefits from, like you say, the suicide prevention program? Or is that basically congregational things?
No, what we would do is if we bring in QPR, what we're going to do is offer it up to the community.
Okay.
So anybody can come to the bingo hall. We'll schedule it on a Tuesday night. And the more people, the merrier, because suicide prevention and mental health is one of the things that I care very deeply about.
Absolutely. And most people should care about that. And to have a facility here for that is, well, it probably is going to be a prayer answered, but a prayer answered for a lot of people saying, where do I go around here?
Absolutely.
And a big thing, too, we're also ramping up of talking to our community. There's so many different organizations, you know, the senior center. You know, we have talked to people that actually train and host mental health de-escalation in situations. And all of these, there's so many amazing people in this town that have such great core beliefs and skills that we want to bring it all together to serve the community. We don't want to reinvent the wheel. We want to work with them and work with these people and bring it all together into one location to this, the community knows where to go to get these resources.
Yes.
Will that building out there where Lincoln Industries was, will that be a place that you're going to grow out of soon again, or is this going to suit you and hold you for a while?
Again, it's going to come down to how much property is available with it, but we've already begun talking. We went out, we walked around the building, just the exterior of it, and we've already figured out where we'd like to put a gymnasium in.
Okay.
And the gymnasium, again, is multipurpose. We want to put a stage up front, so if we're working with community theater, because they're looking for places to host events, we could actually have a theater group working out of there. We could work with the public schools that are looking for additional gym space as well. So we've actually kind of been planning our 5, 10, 15-year plan.
Yeah, especially the youth. I think a lot of people know that there's a need to help the youth in our community. You know, if your child's not big into sports, they don't really know what to do after school. There's really not a safe place to go or a place to be around good mentors and things like that. I mean, Kinship is phenomenal. But again, they only have so much space as well that Kinship even says, yeah, if you guys have a bigger facility, we'd love to be part of that. And, you know, so there's definitely a need for a larger facility in this town.
And a phone and a screen is not a good substitute for human contact for kids when they're alone after school and stuff. And so just having a place to go or somebody to be around instead of just that phone or the screen would be a godsend.
Well, and especially, I mean, just even though if we, you know, we're talking just Lincoln Industries, because of course we're open to whatever God wants us to have in the future, but if we're talking about Lincoln Industries, it's right next to the bus garage.
Oh.
Like, how cool is that? The kids could jump on the bus and then at the last stop, they get off, they go to Lincoln Industries, and that's the end of the route. Like, there's just so many things that I think would be perfectly fall into place if we just get the word out there and get the vision out there.
And Christy, I think I know you well enough to know that I'll bet you goal setting is a big thing in your everyday life.
It is.
You are a successful woman, and so goal setting has probably been a very, very important part of your life.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, actually it is. Yeah, setting goals is huge. And I mean, I've been part of a lot of different things in our community, and this has always been at the core of my heart is we need to have a community center. We need to have something that's faith-based, that's good for all people to get involved. And I think so many people, like you said, the screen, people aren't interacting with each other like they should. There's a lot of lonely people. There's a lot of, you know, that's where mental health now comes into play. Addiction comes into play, like all of these things. And if we love each other as a community, we start working together, and you see how our town is so different than other communities, but yet we don't have a hub where we can provide all this stuff. And when it's faith-based and we have visions of amazing people, the Rock Church is full of doers. Like, our board is full of doers. If we have a vision, we do it. We're goal setters and we make it happen. And so that's why now God has put this bigger vision on our heart, and we're like, who says we can't?
Yeah.
If God's leading us, who says we can't do this?
Yeah, you can't. We can't do anything if we don't try. That's for sure. Amen. And when it comes to the kids, I heard a very scary number just the other day that there was a survey done of our teenage kids right now, and they're hurting. They're hurting bad. They were asked, "How have you been?" I think the question was just, "Have you been depressed every day for 2 weeks or more at any given time?" 70% of kids said, yeah, that's me all the time. Yeah. Yes. 70% of our teenagers are depressed every day for 2 weeks at a stretch. That is scary.
Yeah, yes. And I have a 15-year-old, and that's exactly what day in, I mean, you see it all the time with his peers, you see it with, and it's just, it's heartbreaking because you want to help, but then you're like, how? And that's a big thing with Pastor Barry. If you kind of want to talk a little bit about your past and the youth, that's where it was a godsend again that Pastor Barry became our pastor. Like, everything is such, it's been an amazing God story that it, we don't have enough time on the radio today, but how things have smoothly fallen into place.
Yes.
There's no way this is the end of the story, because okay. it's fallen into place beautifully. So,
well, unfortunately, down here on Earth, we need money to make stuff happen. prayers are great, but you got to have some money behind those prayers too sometimes. So where's all the money going to come from to make all these dreams come true?
Well, first and foremost, this upcoming weekend, Friday and Saturday, we are having a big rummage sale. It's actually going to be over at the Bingo Hall at Wyway at Sarah Park, and it's going to be all indoors, 8 to 4, Friday and Saturday, huge rummage sale. So we're having everybody in our congregation and our neighbors all donating some great items, and so you can come on down and be part of the sale, knowing that everything that you're spending on the items go right back into the community, into our vision, into this future fund. And then you get to meet part of our congregation and see how awesome the people in our congregation are.
Is there like an account at a bank for people that might not be able to participate in that? You have an account set up somewhere where people that want to get involved with this vision as well and to say, you know what, I can't get to this fundraiser, but I'd sure like to do something. It sounds like their mission is a very a righteous mission. So how can people get involved if they can't get to some of these events?
I think probably the easiest way would just be to reach out to us.
Okay.
So we have actually started a building fund so that we can begin to save up for the building, for whatever building comes our way. And so if they want to donate, if they want to get involved, they can just reach out to us, and we would love to talk with them about how they can get involved, what they can do.
And Christy, just curious, I'll bet you have some other things already planned for the future as things start to fall into place here. What are some of the things you have on the back burner, so to speak, and things coming up for the future?
Oh, you know me well. I love the future.
Yeah.
actually, something really cool happening for Fall Ride. We have some exciting things planned. So Bob and Tino over at Power Sports Repair and More on 4th Street across from the thrift shop, they've graciously offered us their parking lot areas to be used during Fall Ride for the Rock Church. So Friday and Saturday, Chicks with Chainsaws will be doing a live chainsaw carving demonstration and having items for sale. And then Arby's will be actually doing pop-up Arby's, so having roast beef sandwiches. And then our prayer team will be there to pray for motorcyclists, and then we'll have our Rock gift shop set up to sell books and Christ-focused merchandise. And then Sunday morning, the Christian Motorcycle Associations will actually be providing a pancake breakfast at Sarah Park starting at 8 a.m.
Nice.
And then we'll be having our weekly service at 9:30 at Sarah Park, so all the bikers can come and have a great message and service before they leave from the fun weekend.
Just since you just mentioned it, are Bob and Tina here because you and Jason got here first?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for being here first, because you and Jason are fantastic, but Bob and Tina, boy, they fix me up when I need fixing
up.
And,
that's my sister, yes. My brother-in-law. Yes. So yes. They are amazing people. I agree.
They really are. So it doesn't surprise me they're involved with this as well here. So Christy Davis is here with us this morning, and so is Pastor Barry from the Rock Church. They're meeting out at Sarah Park nowadays, but they would like to have a permanent place, not just a church, but a community center for doing all kinds of things. Let's just play pretend here for a minute and think positive. This is going to happen. The city's going to say, you know what, this sounds like a good thing to use this facility for out there. Let's help make this happen for the Rock Church. When you get that word, what do you see unfolding once that word comes? How fast is the transition going to be to get out there? Do you have plans for that transition already, Pastor Barry?
We've actually, like I said, we walked around the exterior of the building. We can't get into it just yet. But everything that we've got that's portable over at Sarah Park, literally we pull it up in front of the building, we wheel it all in, it all sets up, and we're ready to go that Sunday morning. So whatever cleaning and repair we've got to do, that'll get taken care of first. And then after that, we're ready to roll. And honestly, as soon as we have a large enough classroom space, the community education programs begin. We're not going to wait.
So what are the other needs that exist besides the building? And once the building it's approved, what are some of the other needs that are going to be like immediate right away that the community can be aware of so they're ready to jump? Because all you got to do is ask this community. They'll jump, but you've got to get a timetable. So what are some of the stuff that do you know yet to even what's going to be needed?
The biggest thing is what we're doing right now is going around to different groups within the community and asking the question, if we build it, will you come?
Okay.
So we reached out to ADRC down in Merrill. ADRC talked about hosting different training events at the facility.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked with community theater. We've talked with Crescent Lake Bible Camp over in Rhinelander. So as we build a day camp program, Crescent Lake is actually going to support us with materials and training.
Okay.
So we have the Northern Lakes Impact Center over in Rhinelander is an outdoor education program. They do environmental education and team building. And basically, we have access to their materials. They're going to enable us to serve the community and the public schools basically from the moment the doors open.
Okay.
I think a big thing, too, is part of what makes the Rock Church a little different is we want to empower people's God-given talents. And we have never said, oh, no, that's already been done. You can't do that. Anybody that's come to us and says, this is on my heart. God put this on my heart. I want to grow this. It's huge to us to listen and empower that. So I think if people want to get involved, come see us on Sunday morning at the Rock. Introduce yourself and say, you know, this is a talent that I have. And we're going to find a way to plug you in because, honestly, there's so many things beyond our talent scope that people have that I think they don't know where to be and where they belong. And we want them to belong to us and because they belong to this community.
So what's the best way to give it? How do you kick the tires of the Rock Church, so to speak?
9:30 a.m. Sunday mornings, come down to Sarah Park in the activity center. Come on in. You'll be greeted with a smile and enjoy our service. Get the message to see, you know, if this is something you connect with us. You know, we just have great Bible education and in a fun environment. If you have almost every single Sunday, we're cracking up, laughing, and loving on people on Sunday. It's not overly serious by any means. So.
That's what I was going to. What's the typical service like at the Rock Church on a Sunday?
Well, we have worship. The worship time is anywhere from hymns to modern music. We always start the sermons out with jokes.
Okay.
That's a tradition that was before me, and it's something we keep doing. And
I gotta interrupt here. You okay? What's your best Sunday morning joke, Pastor?
Oh my gosh, best Sunday morning joke. Actually, I'm going to give you one that I just used this last week.
Okay.
We're talking about profound random thoughts.
Okay.
And one of the profound random thoughts is math is the only place that somebody can buy 60 watermelon and 40 cantaloupes and nobody will question it.
That's the only time you hear
that
math
would be
jokes,
weird. Yeah, that would be weird. Yeah, and I have to say, what are you doing with all those things? Just doing a math problem.
Just the math solutions.
Just the math. So I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, it's okay.
So humor is, you know what? When people are, when they get humor first, they are open to a lot of other things.
Absolutely.
And so, we also, when we do announcements, we also talk about blessings that are in people's lives. Talk about prayer. The whole congregation, like we're a big family, and they're like, I need prayer for this, or I want to do a shout out blessing. You know,
so it's interactive.
Totally interactive.
Okay.
Yeah, you feel like you're seen and you're heard when you're there. You're not just a butt in a seat and a check in the box. Like, that is not our congregation at all.
Well, and even more than that, there's interaction during the message too. Mm-hmm. Our goal isn't just for people to sit and passively listen. We want them involved.
Huh.
And I have learned more with what the Bible says and what it means since Pastor Barry's been with us. So I love that you can learn. You can leave feeling good and filled, but you also have some knowledge learning.
You know what? You hit it right there. I've been to too many churches where I left the service saying, I'm just a piece of crap.
Because, you feel like I'm a sinner.
Exactly. Exactly. And I thought, I'd like to be able to go to a service where I feel good and uplifted about myself, not just all the bad stuff, but gee whiz, I got a lot of good going on, too.
Well, now you know where to come.
Okay. So so everybody is welcome.
Yes.
9:30 Sunday mornings, Sarah Parks Activity Center.
Yes.
Come and give it a try. You might come back every Sunday.
You got it.
And I would assume that it's all aboard for anybody else that has this vision of a faith-based community center. You'd like to see all those people in the same place. You all get going in the same direction. Before you know it, we'll be talking about a grand opening here.
That's it. If you have it on your heart, you know, we actually bank with the Crossbridge Community Bank. So if you have it on your heart, go and drop off a check if you want.
There you go.
Tell them to put it in our account.
Pastor Barry, any last words before I let you get out of the studio this morning?
Again, it's just this community is so amazing, and we've seen so many different groups stepping up and saying, we want to get involved, we want to partner. And for us, the most exciting part of this is it's not just the church. It is that faith-based community center. It's the ability to work with youth and adults and senior citizens and really serve the community in any way that we can.
And Christy Davis, last words from you.
I'm just so blessed that this is happening, and God's going to make it amazing, and I don't need to know every step along the way. I just need to take one step at a time and be obedient, and I'm so excited to see what's going to happen.
Along for the ride, then.
That's it.
Got it. Christy, Pastor Barry, both, thank you very much for being here, and God bless, and I hope this vision comes true real soon.
Thanks, Jeff. You.